ARIS is a US-based non-profit group dedicated to the development of tuberculosis vaccines. It currently has 5 vaccines in the pipeline, 2 of which are being tested for safety and efficacy. Michelle Stone, the director of vaccine discovery at ARIS, says one of the new vaccines successfully induced complete immunity in laboratory mice, a result she calls unique.
In most of the vaccines that we've been putting through in clinical trials, you see a reduction of 1 to 2 logs of bacterial burden in an animal. And with this one, in some, not all, they saw complete elimination of the bacteria from the animal.
The new vaccine is based on research at New York's Albert Einstein College of Medicine. Dr. William Jacobs, who led the project, says the vaccine development team used cutting-edge scientific techniques to genetically engineer 26 different strains of TB bacterium. He says those altered bacteria, when injected into lab mice in large doses, provided the mice with absolute immunity to TB.
It's different from any other vaccine that's out there. And different at this point is good, because people have tried a lot of things. And, we have never, ever seen the ability of a vaccine to elicit. In certain mice, we actually had the mice sterilized of mycobacterium tuberculosis. Before we did these studies, I didn't even think that was possible. Now I have hope that, in fact, not only that we've seen it, we can actually make this happen in humans.
But Michelle Stone says it will not be easy to replicate the results from the experiments on mice to produce a similar vaccine for humans.
Putting back 26 different genes is unique. But then that also makes it difficult for them, because by putting that gene sequence in, they now need to go back and figure out which specific ones are responsible for yielding protection, so that when you make a product out of it, you're only giving the genes or the proteins that are responsible for protection, and not just extra sequence that's not yielding to the protection.
Experts say developing a TB vaccine has been a challenge, because the bacterium that causes it keeps evolving and developing resistance to drugs, making the pathogen a more difficult moving target. Stone believes the promising results at ARIS mean the global scourge of this persistent and deadly disease may one day be ended. She says ARIS hopes to have an effective new vaccine against TB by the end of this decade. Vidushi Sinha, VOA News, Washington.